almost 1 in 4 Native American youth has attempted suicide, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. 17-year-old Brandon Trejo, who lives on a reservation in eastern Washington, knows a face behind those stats.
One of my friends, he tried overdosing on a bunch of pills. He didn't work. He ended up going to the hospital, getting his stomach pumped.
Trejo was shocked and still doesn't have answers for why it happened. Tribal member Sarah Hull has felt the same shock, not just once, but multiple times. The 16-year-old goes to school off-reservation in suburban Gresham, Oregon.
I know from personal experience living in a Native American community and being around people that depression is really common because for a lot of people it's hard to find your way to your culture or to find your way to a certain passion when you don't know who you are and you're confused.
Sarah's mother says there have been times she, the mother, could feel danger in the air. The family has found an antidote in music.
Ready?
So here Sarah is in a makeshift recording studio set up at a tribal health workshop.
Oh, how I wish you would stay.
Awesome. Now let's throw the hook on there.
Hull says she lay awake at night trying to find the right words for a song on the unusual theme of suicide prevention.
I will not fail. I will stay strong.
Hull's music is part of an anti-suicide healthy living workshop put on by the Northwest Portland Area Indian Health Board. The regional agency invited 60 students from different tribes throughout the Northwest to come to Portland for a week, supported by a federal grant. Suicide prevention coordinator Colby Coughlin says the staff wanted help creating health promotion messages that resonate with young people.
Just youth learn from youth. That's what has happened forever.
Conference organizers arranged presentations around suicide warning signs and healthy drug-free living. Then they set the young people loose with video camera, drawing paper, notebooks, or a music producer. Eventually, the hope is to move all the resulting material online and unleash a wave of positive social networking media.
If they say, oh, and then I went to a leadership conference or I did a suicide prevention training and it taught me something so amazing that I actually helped save my best friend's life, that those are the things that people are going to hold with them and they're going to tell their friends.
Coughlin says the initiative was inspired by a web-based suicide prevention strategy that found success in Australia. Todd Denny has led musical workshops on Northwest reservations for a decade now. He says technology could be a means to break the stigma around a difficult, sensitive topic.
One of the big challenges with suicide in all communities, not just tribal communities, is the silence and the secrecy. And so a program like this allows people to break through those barriers of silence and secrecy, to express themselves, to tell their stories.
Over the course of a week, some of the teens did that through traditional Native music. Others explored the suicide prevention theme through more contemporary genres.
A native once said, we don't throw away our own. Reach out to the hurting, don't leave them alone. Come on, native people, life can be unfair. And I'll show them this.
I wish it were me, ice cream. And you try to throw it all away.
The student on the guitar is 19-year-old Jordan Hill of Gresham. He says he chose his lyrics carefully.
Every song that I've written is a message to somebody, which is why when I finally put out the album that I'm working on right now, I wanted to name it Memoir, because it's a message to everybody.
All this feeds into a media campaign called We Are Native that launches this winter. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.